Morning, Charger fans. The day after, Chargers took care of business against the Raiders, 34-10. One of those games took a little while for the Chargers to get going. They were patient, though. Drew Brees didn't force anything like he did in Washington last week. LaDainian Tomlinson had a little trouble against the Raiders, at least comparatively to what he usually does. He actually went back in to the game. He probably should have sat out, I think, just because he was frustrated. Apparently, he conned Marty Schottenheimer into letting him back in. But Michael Turner, his understudy, did pretty well, actually, and showed flashes of Jesse Chapman-like durability getting into the end zone, actually. Chargers played a solid game, took their time, as Drew Brees said, took what the Raiders gave him, did a lot of underneath stuff, didn't really try to go up top very often. The defense played well. Sean Merriman, once again, always seems to be the quarterback. I have no idea why he gets taken out on third down passing situations, because he always, every play, seems to be in the backfield. I also don't seem to understand why Marty Schottenheimer continues to let Nate Keating kick off. This is one of those things that I really feel like against a better team could be a serious problem. Every one of his kicks basically goes to the 10 or 15 at best. Our coverage has been excellent, so the farthest return I've seen in the last couple weeks has been a 35-yard line setup. But outside of that, not a lot to complain about with the Chargers. They take on the Dolphins in San Diego next week. I will actually be in attendance. My first game is San Diego in 4 or 5 years. Clayton Hart returned a touchdown, interception return, first of his career, nice little run as well. Terrence Keel still sitting out with an injury. Secondary played pretty well. Joe Theismann continued to harp upon the fact that Quentin Jammer gives a 10-yard cushion to Randy Moss, which unfortunately I have to agree with him. Basically anything about Quentin Jammer, I will probably agree with if it's a criticism, but I will say that he hasn't had that many passes thrown in his direction over the past couple weeks, which leads me to believe that he's actually staying with his man. But Theismann probably made a good point, which is, I don't know why Jammer continues to give so much space, especially to a guy that's clearly injured. Also, he doesn't really turn around for the ball very often. I'm only pointing these things out because against tougher competition in the last 4 or 5 weeks here, you know, it could be issues. Chargers obviously need to win pretty much every game. 10-6 won't cut it. 11-5 might. 12-4 definitely will. Of course, got to start this week against the Dolphins. They can't be thinking about the Colts. If anything, when we get to that situation, I'd like to think that the Colts have their own share of pressure, even though they've secured a playoff spot. Outside of that, Chargers, solid game, 34-10 against the Raiders. Got some pass rush on Kerry Collins. The Raiders themselves got some pressure on Drew. Probably tried to follow a little bit of what the Redskins did with a little bit less success. Antonio Gates had a strong game, touchdown catch, reviewed, but clearly had the ball. Let's see what else happened here. We had the fumble with Mont Jordan, which was nice. Quentin Hart, I believe, got a helmet on the ball, popped it out. Two turnovers for the Chargers, zero for the Raiders. Our turnover ratio has been a little bit on the negative side this year. That's been a problem. Bauju, should clearly have had an interception, which he dropped. Outside of that, Nate Keating connected on a field goal. Mike Cypress had a 71-yard punt, thanks to a little generous bounce, courtesy of a Raiders missed decision to allow the ball to roll. But it was a solid game, and a game the Chargers needed to win. And I think it makes Charger fans feel pretty confident. The fact this was not a game where the Chargers hit on all cylinders, and yet they still won pretty handily. They were patient in the first half. Certainly, I thought it was closer than it needed to be. But they were able to close this one out, and they were able to distance themselves from the Raiders so they didn't have to basically pray for a last-second miracle or have to pray against the last-second miracle. They basically were able to distance themselves and just run the clock out using the running game, strong defense. It was an extremely satisfying win, to say the least. Any Charger fan will tell you the Raiders are always the game that we most want to win. And Marty Schottenheimer, for all my criticism of him, does have an extremely favorable record against the Raiders. So the Chargers have one more home game this week against Miami, another must-win game. Then they have two on the road, Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Denver. With Denver losing, the Chargers are one game back. I think they're clearly looking to win this division. I know a lot of people think that there's no way Denver will drop a game or two, but I think the Chargers have the right attitude, and I think if they continue to win, things will take care of themselves. So on to San Diego once again. Chargers, Dolphins, 4:15, I believe, on Sunday. I'll be in attendance, and talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to Justice Coming.